To the White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Jo Desmarais in memory of Edith Maeda. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kiyonobu Kurahara, Supervising Minister of the Berkeley Buddhist Temples. Good morning, Reverend Kurahara.
Aloha. This is Reverend Kiyonobu Kuwahara. I'm serving Berkeley Buddhist Temple and Buddhist Temple of Marine in California. Thank you for listening to my Dharma message. Today, I would like to talk about how to read Buddhist sutras or how to listen to Dharma messages, so that we can get most out of them. This is very important for all of us. Please let me share a story of a Japanese Jodo Shinshu follower who lived in the 19th century in Sanuki, currently Kagawa Prefecture in Japan. His name was Shoma. He deeply listened to the Dharma and enjoyed the Nembu's teaching. Because of his appreciation of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism and his life as a Buddhist practitioner, Nembu's practitioner, he was quite famous in his village. However, some people were not happy or even envied his reputation. One of them was an assistant minister of Shoma's affiliated temple. One day, this assistant minister tried to humiliate Shoma in the presence of other members. In a service, he opened the larger sutra, which was the most important Buddhist scripture in our tradition, because it explains Amida Buddha and the Pure Land in details. This assistant minister asked Shoma to read the larger sutra, knowing that Shoma could not read or write because as a poor peasant, he didn't receive any education. Furthermore, the part that the assistant minister asked Shoma to read was a section with many difficult Chinese characters. However, keeping his countenance, Shoma received the sutra book and held it up. Then some people started giggling because Shoma held the book upside down. Shoma, who did not know how to read letters, of course, didn't know which side of the book was up or down. However, without paying any attention to their giggles, Shoma started reading the sutra with loud voice. Shoma, I will save you. I will save you. Closing the sutra book, he said with a smile to the assistant minister, "This is what is written in this sutra." When I first read this episode, I thought, wow. I was impressed with Shoma. In the larger sutra, there is no single sentence saying, "I will save you, I will save you." But passages written in Chinese are all about Amida Buddha, Bodhisattva Dharmaka's vow, birth in the Pure Land, and so forth. Although he was illiterate, through his deep listening for many years, Shoma encountered or grasped the essence of this sutra, not individual doctrinal items. He heard the calling of Amida Buddha, "Shoma, I will save you, I will save you." Denyo Shoin, who is the 8th spiritual leader of Jodo Shinshu tradition, once said, quote, "Although some people read Buddhist sutras, they don't read them. On the other hand, although some cannot read Buddhist sutras, they read them." End quote. I know this sounds a little confusing, but what he wants to say is even when we can read letters, if we do not get the core message of the sutras of Buddhist scriptures, he says, we don't read them. However, even when we don't read them, if we grasp or find the core message from the Buddha in the sutras, he says, we read them. This is not only for reading sutras, but when we listen to Dharma messages, it is same. We shouldn't get stuck with literal or superficial meanings, but please always try to dive in or listen deeply to find Buddha's calling behind the words. Again, thank you for listening to my Dharma message. Please take care. Mahalo. Namandavts, 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 namandavts.
Thank you, Reverend Kurahara, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moyiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 15th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moyiliilihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Joe DeMare, and our speaker, Reverend Kurahara, of the Berkeley Buddhist Temple. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Julia Connolly, retired instructor in the University College System. Namo Amida Butsu.
I say Namo Amida Butsu. Spreading spirit of living with brave hearts. Spreading spirit.